LinkedIn is one of the biggest professional social media platforms out there. With just over 467 million users at the end of 2017, it is a juggernaut within the social media realm. People have built businesses using LinkedIn. They've earned millions solely by using LinkedIn. Now, are you using LinkedIn effectively and properly? If not, listen up because I'm going to tell you how to do just that.
Are you looking to up your recruitment and logistics game? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Going In Raw podcast with your host, Ryan Walker.
Now, I've been using LinkedIn for around about 5 or 6 years, back in the early days when it was just a small entity. I put out my profile, as everyone does. I jumped on it, LinkedIn, just like as you do, everyone's on it. So I jumped on, put my profile picture up there, copied and pasted my CV, connected with a few people I already knew, or people I've worked with previously, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to be famous, people are going to jump on me and do all this. Of course, it didn't actually work that way. It wasn't until recently I've actually done something with it. Probably about 3 years ago, I actually thought to myself, there's something going on here. LinkedIn is becoming huge. It's now time to take advantage of it. So I went out, as you always do, did some research into it, paid money for courses and all that sort of stuff. I was going to say thousands, but not as much as thousands, probably hundreds. Got me on research into it and built my network from about, I would say about 200 to like now it's just up to near enough 10,000 now of connection base and all that sort of thing. So I'm now going to explain to you guys how I did that and what's the best way to get onto that and how to use LinkedIn properly. You know, it's become a massive juggernaut, as I said previously. Take advantage of it. It's huge, huge, huge things you can do with it. People don't understand what you can actually do and how powerful the platform is. You could sit there in your desk, in your office, in the middle of the UK, wherever you guys are, or the US, and you could basically talk to someone on the other side of the world, and you can influence them on the other side of the world. You can even do it in a little box that you hold in your hand. It's fantastic what social media and what LinkedIn has accomplished and what you can actually do, but people don't know how to use it. So we're going to go through little bits about the best way to use LinkedIn properly and how to actually effectively use it to what you want to do. Now, you could be selling stuff, you could be a recruiter or a headhunter, whatever you want to call yourself. You could be, obviously, to build your own brand, to build your own business, to build yourself up. Numerous things you can do with LinkedIn effectively, but you have to really kind of think smart about it and not just build it and they will come attitude, if that makes sense. Now, the first thing you really need to get sorted out is the foundations of your profile. Now, that profile is your little hub. That's what everyone's going to go to find out more about you. So ideally, you want to get your profile sorted. You want to get that down to a T. That involves getting your picture up there. Get a decent picture. Now, I'm not talking about any picture like Facebook and such like. You don't want to have a picture on there when you're out on a Friday night with your mates pissed up. Get a professional picture on there, guys. Make it look a little bit kind of nice, if that makes sense. Professional. It's all about professionalism nowadays. So overrated, but still, it needs to be done. Get that sorted out. Update your CV to correspond to your LinkedIn profile as well, or vice versa. Summary. Get your summary on there. Make sure your summary is actually what you want to put on. Now, LinkedIn used to have the way of doing it as a search function of you put enough keywords in, you'll pop up in a search bar all the time. You come to the top of the searches. That is not the case anymore. They've took that function out because people's profiles and their summaries were just full of random keywords, which was impossible to understand and just pointless. So that they've took that away. So don't worry about keywords. All you need to do is get your summary sorted, get your picture done, get your profile done properly, as in your previous history. Put as much information there as possible. It's an online CV, guys. That's basically what your profile is. It gives you your history, gives you what you've been previously doing, and it gives you the experience, as well as job titles, your summary, your top bit. So you've got your name at the top, you're going to have a job title underneath. Now, I've seen a lot of silly job titles up there. Which is quite funny, like disrupting the recruitment industry, or I don't know, entrepreneur, or doing this, that, and the other. That doesn't say anything, because the first thing they're going to see is your name and what you do. So if you put a decent job title on there, fantastic, that's what they're going to be looking at, you know, and that's when they're going to get engaged in. That's what they're going to look for, you know. Put a job title that is actually properly your job title. Don't put anything silly on there. For instance, I was talking to a guy the other day there, and on his job title he put in LinkedIn as a logistics specialist. And I was like, great, so what is it you actually do then? He was like, I work in a warehouse, I'm a picker and packer. And I'm like, okay, bit misleading, but I can understand what you're getting from. Be genuine, be you. If you're if you work in an office, put office manager, HR manager, or recruitment consultant, or whatever your job is, put it on there. Just put it on there, be genuine with it. With your summary, you want to put your summary as a summary. So you want to put on as much information as possible on your summary, because that's what pops up first. A lot of people don't use summaries effectively enough, because they think, oh, all my information is on my underneath my work experience, my work history. Not necessarily. If you click a decent summary, it tells you exactly what you do, it tells you what sort of experience you've had and what sort of person you are. They won't need to look at that, because they've got a great first impression of you already. So make sure that is tip top. Now, your profile, as I said, has to be spot on. Get your profile sorted, get on that. Don't worry about all these endorsements. Endorsements are really getting phased out now. The reason is because it doesn't show a true portrayal of you. People are just endorsing everyone left, right, and centre, saying, endorse me, and then I'll endorse you. But it's just, there's like thousands of people. I mean, I've got 50 endorsements on mine. I really should change them. And it's stuff that I've not been doing for years. I've just done it once. I'm going to put that up there. So don't worry about your endorsements for now. If people want to endorse you, fantastic. You could be nice and endorse them back, but make sure it's genuine. You know, don't worry about all these people endorse me and I'll endorse you back. You know, so get your profile sorted out. Get that up to scratch, and then you've got the foundations. You've got the foundations there. Now, the next point of call is connections. Now, this is it's not a difficult one. It's the long-winded part of it. You know, how do I get a network? How do I get people to join me and my network and look at me and all that sort of stuff? It's all about attention nowadays. So you want enough, as much attention to you as possible, because we are all needy. We all like the attention, even if it's some good attention or if it's bad, we all love it. Don't say you don't, because you do. I, for one, love the attention. That's why I'm in the job that I'm in. Simple as that. So your connections. First point of call you need to do is, what do you want to use LinkedIn for? Now, you could be an entrepreneur. You could be a business owner. So you want to use LinkedIn as a platform to sell your business or services and use that. That's fantastic. Not a problem with that. Or you could be using LinkedIn to grow your personal brand, because at the end of the day, guys, it's all about personal brand as well. The future is coming. This is what social media and all these sort of platforms are all about, is you, yourself, and your personal brand and your company brand and whatever you want to use it. So you need to find out why you want to use LinkedIn for. Now, if you do want to use LinkedIn for your selling things, and your demographic is, your niche, sorry, I should say, is, say, like logistics, or it is technology, IT, or is it data software, you really want to keep your network in that sort of niche. You don't really want to stray away from that. You know, so you want to keep it in there. So you want to attract people in that sort of industry. How do we do that? Well, you need to find out how many people are actually in your network, how many people you've got there. And how you do that is quite simple, really, to be honest. It's a little bar at the top. It's a search bar. Now, you type in on that search bar who you want to actually connect with job title-wise. You know, it could be directors. You want, if you're selling things, if you're a business development manager, or you're a recruitment consultant or recruitment owner, or you're a business owner, you want to get involved in that. So you want to attract people in your same industry. So you type in at the top of the search bar directors of logistics and so forth and so forth. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. You can do Boolean searches. If you don't know how to do Boolean searches, I'm not going to go into it because I could be here all day. Google it. Just type in Boolean search in Google and it'll come up with exactly what you need to find out. So you type in the search bar and it'll bring up a whole list of people. Make sure you click the locations. If you're only a local person, you want to stay in a certain region, click on that. It's got all the options there so you can find exactly who you want. So then you've got an idea of who you, how many people are actually in your network, in your second degree and your third degree. Ideally, what you want to start off in is the second degrees first. You've got people in your first degrees. You want to engage people in the second degree network. So you want to concentrate on them. Now, how do you connect with them? Now, there's a lot of ways of doing so. Old school way of doing it, well, the proper way of doing it is connecting each and every one. You could have thousands and thousands in there of people who you could have in your network. It takes time, but the effort has to be put in, unfortunately. There isn't no hack to do it. Well, there is a hack to do it, but I'll discuss that shortly, to get involved in that. It's just the way it is, guys. Connect with them, each and every one. Doesn't take long to do. You could connect with 50 or 60 people in an hour, as long as you're giving them a good reason to, you know. Some people might not connect with you, some people will. As you can imagine, not everyone is on LinkedIn 24/7, 365 days a year, like probably every salesman under the sun is. They always have it in the background because that's what they use it for. We've got jobs, we've got lives. You can do it in an hour, you can do it in the afternoon, you can do it when you're at home, when you're sitting watching, the missus is sitting watching EastEnders, or the fellas watching the Champions League, just jump on your phone and connect with them that way. Build. You need to put the effort into it. Put the effort in and you'll see the rewards coming. Now, when you connect with people, LinkedIn have just put in a new function in there to add a note. I would strongly advise using that. When you connect with them, put on there, I want to connect with you. I want to connect you with you to my network. Put something of value on there. Why should they connect with you? Say I've admired you, I've looked at your profile, I think it'd be great for you to join my network, and then go from there to strike up the first point of call, because 9 times out of 10 they're going to connect with you better if you actually put the time and effort into actually messaging them when you're connecting with them. I strongly advise you do that. Write a note to them when you connect with them. You'll see the your connection rate rise if you do that. Now, you've obviously got your connections. There is ways of doing it. Now, I'm going to go through something now. I mean, there's lots of different hacks you can do and all that sort of jargon you can use and programs you can use. I'm not condoning it. If LinkedIn will actually listen to this, I do not condone any of that, because LinkedIn do not like you doing that. They want to do it the old-fashioned way, which is fine. There is numerous Chrome extensions out there. There is numerous different programs. You can just type in Google search again, type in Google and just find them. There's loads of them out there. You can use them, which makes you connect with them, an automated connection service that connects with you hundreds and hundreds of connections within a day. And that's a good way to build it if you've not got time to do it. But as I say, I'm not condoning that. I don't like using them. You might actually get banned from LinkedIn for using them. As I say, they don't like doing it, but some have kind of struck up deals with LinkedIn and some haven't, and you might get banned. But so just be careful if you're going to use these programs and use these bots to do it for you. It can actually have bad repercussions for you if you do, so just be careful of it. Now, when you're doing your connections, you've obviously connected with them properly, you've bit there. Next point of call is when you get someone accepting your connection, reply back to them. Thank you for connecting with me on LinkedIn. I see XYZ, you're in this sort of space. I'd love to get your feedback on this. Don't, for the love of God, sell to them straight away. And I'm talking to you business development managers out there. I'm talking to you recruiters out there. For God's sake, don't sell straight away after a connection. They'll just disconnect with you within seconds. Don't do it. You don't want to sell something straight away. We'll get into that later on, but the first message you should really send to them as soon as they connect with you is a thank you message. Thank you so much for connecting with me on LinkedIn. If you see anything on my network you'd like to connect with, or you'd like to any advice on such and such, please give me a shout. You've struck up the conversation already, you know, you've done it already, you've been there, you've started a conversation. That's what you want to do. Add value to them, guys. You want to add value to them. Don't sell. For God's sake, don't sell to them. So that's the way your connections need to be looked into. Look at your connections. You could have thousands and thousands on your search bar when you do that initial search. You could have, like, oh Christ, about 20,000 on there. Bear in mind, you're not going to get through them very quickly. You know, it's going to take a long time for you to do it. But if you plug away at it and if you get it sorted, it will add value. It will work in the long run. It will work. And if you want to use the bots, guys, and all these programs, do it. But be very careful. Be very careful. You might get put in LinkedIn jail. And you don't want that, because actually you'll get your profile kicked out or you'll be banned for like 2 weeks. And you don't want that, because all your hard work will just go down the drain. You have to start from scratch again. So forget about that. Forget about that. Now, we're going to go on to what you've got your connections now. So you've got your profile sorted. You've got your connections in there. You're building an audience. You want to keep building your audience. You want to keep doing that in the background, because what you want to use LinkedIn for is to put content out there and put good content, for instance, and build your brand up. But you can't do that without an audience. So your connections are vital. There's no sweet spot there to say how many connections shall I start getting in before I start putting content out there. It doesn't matter. You could have 10 connections, keep putting content out there. I could have 6,000 connections, still put your content. Doesn't matter how many connections that you've got. Do not be obsessed by your connections. Don't worry about them. They will come. It's passing part. It's a two-pronged attack here we're using, guys, yeah? Two-pronged attack. So you want to use your connections, but you also want to put some good content out there first. Now, I've talked about content there. Now we're going to go on to the good part, the content part of it. Now, everyone keeps talking about the Holy Grail, the LinkedIn algorithm, how it's changed and what to do. And I'm going to teach you hacks, how to hack the LinkedIn algorithm to get millions and millions of followers. And when you go onto them, you go onto their website, they promise you the world, and you've got a £500 price tag on it. Now, anyone who's charging £500-£600 for a price tag on this is an idiot, and I hate them for doing it because it's pointless. You shouldn't be paying that. That's why I'm going to tell you a few bits and pieces about the LinkedIn algorithm now. You can find this out. I'm going to tell you, do not spend money and do not get guys to say that I'm a LinkedIn guru. Anyone who uses guru in the LinkedIn profile is an idiot. So there you go. There's another word. Do not put guru on your LinkedIn job title because you'll get ridiculed. Or ninja. Ninja's another one. What makes you a ninja? Are you actually a ninja? Why is your profile picture just you and not in your ninja clothes? That's what upsets me. You're not a ninja. Fucking pisses me off. But anyway, that's rant over, guys. Rant over. So, content, right. So we're going to get onto the content. Now, I'm going to discuss a little bit in detail about how to push out your content first. But I'm going to give you a few bits and pieces of why we do it this way, right? So there is a LinkedIn algorithm. It's out there, but I'm going to discuss what it actually is about. Now, you'll probably find when you put something out on LinkedIn, you can see how many people have watched it or how many people it's come up in their timeline. Doesn't mean how many people have read it. It's how many people have actually come up in the timeline. Now, LinkedIn used to be massive on articles, used to be huge on articles with LinkedIn posts and all that sort of great stuff. So articles used to be huge. Now I've decided to go away from that, and now it's all about your updates and video. Videos start to come through now, so keep an eye on the video stuff, because LinkedIn are a bit behind the times with the rest of the social media world, but videos is now starting to get a lot of effort from them. So you want to get an idea of how to get your voice out there. You could have 100, 500, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, 30,000 people on LinkedIn, but if you're not putting stuff out there and you don't know how to put it out there properly, nobody's gonna see it. So you wanna get your voice heard. Now, how do you do that? Well, I'll go through the ins and outs of how that works and how the algorithm works. Now, I've learned this from my numerous different sources, and I've actually tested this myself, and it's actually, I think, actually true. Now, LinkedIn have a process of your content. How are you going to get your content out there? So you put an update, you put something on your update, the LinkedIn look at it, This is where it gets clever. This is how it works. LinkedIn, look at it. It puts it into three different categories. It puts it into good, poor, or spam. Now, you don't want to be into anything like that. You want to be in the good category, you know. So if you're in the good category, it's going to get pushed out there. So you actually want to be in that sort of remit. So it looks at the quality of it. What it does is LinkedIn pushes it out to a few of your connections, a small part of your connections. I don't know how many. I couldn't tell you. Now, if they engage with your content by liking it, sharing it, and commenting on it, it has passed the first stage. That's when they open it up, and the actual LinkedIn people, actually at LinkedIn, there's actually a department, a huge department there, who look into every status and find out what is good, what is poor, and what is spam. So they judge it by what's happened. And if it passes that, that's when it opens up. That's when it opens up and more people see it. So as I say, LinkedIn is heavily involved in networking. So you have to have good content out there. Otherwise, it's not going to get past the first initial stage. So that's a little bit of in-depth, not in-depth, brief outline of it. There's loads of things you can have a look at on Google and all that sort of stuff to get an idea of what good content is and how you do good content and all that sort of stuff, copywriting and all that sort of article writing, all that sort of stuff. You can see that on there. But that's the ins and outs of what's going on. LinkedIn also loves stories. As I say, they've got away from the article side of things, but they love stories. Now, this is why you're probably on LinkedIn and you see people with sentences, space, sentence, space, and it's a paragraph with one sentence in it. Because how it is LinkedIn love 1,300 characters. That's what they like. They like stories. They want you to engage and have something that people can engage with. They love stories. So write a story on there. Not something like, oh, I woke up this morning and I went to breakfast, next paragraph, and I had bacon. Don't want that sort of crap. Something that people are getting to get involved with. How people are actually going to engage with. You know, it could be business related, it could be personally related, it could be something about a topic that's quite hot at the minute, you know. There's a lot of things going on in the world, in your industry and in your business industry. Talk about it. Do not be scared to talk about something that's actually close to you. This is what I always say. You're going to get people that are not going to agree with you. You're going to get people that are going to agree with you. That's life. People are going to not agree with your opinion. That's good, because then you're getting the conversation started. You, all these people you see that are having millions and millions of hits and all that sort of stuff, or people engaging with them, is because they've started a conversation. Think about it. When you're on LinkedIn, you post an update on there. Someone comments on it saying, I agree with your opinion. Thank you so much for sharing. That goes on their timeline. So all of a sudden, you've got 5,000 people on your LinkedIn. That is now probably quadrupled. That guy who's commented on it or liked it comes up in their timeline and their network. So that obviously has got his. He could have 4,000. So there all of a sudden you're doing 9,000 people are can see your content, and so forth and so forth. So it builds. It's a Christmas tree effect, if that makes sense. Or a Christmas tree effect, exactly. Or branching out. So that's how they use it. LinkedIn as a platform, I like to think of it as like you're also a networking event. You're at a networking event. It's exactly the same as that. It is exactly the same as an old school networking event. How is that? Well, you're engaging. You know what I mean? You have to go up and engage people. You're not going to sit back and just wait for it. The worst thing you can do is build it and they will come. It's not going to work like that, because nobody will know you're there. Nobody's going to know. You have to start engaging. A lot of guys come up to me and say, Ryan, how can I get involved with it? You know, how can I get loads of these hits? And it goes, well, if you want to be loved by a community, you've got to love the community first. They're not going to come to you. You have to go to them. It's just the way it is. I'll use an analogy here. Old school disco. Remember your discos as a kid? That's right. Nostalgia. I'm going back to there. Your old school discos as a kid. Now, you have all the people on the dance floor. They're dancing away. They're giving all that. They're having a great time. And the outskirts, you might have been like me. Outskirts, just watching it, you know. You always have the people in the outskirts watching and not getting involved. So they get forgotten about and nobody really gives a crap about them. You don't want to be that. So how do you get involved? So you go into the dance floor and you start getting involved with people and start interacting with them, and then people will start interacting with you. That is exactly what LinkedIn is all about, and that is what their algorithm is all about, is exactly that. You want to get involved and participate within the actual community that you're in. Don't sit there and look back and think, oh, I'm going to sit and wait for people to come to me. Won't happen, guys. If you want to do it, get involved. Look at things. How do you, like, well, nobody posts anything decent on my LinkedIn. Nobody puts any good updates on there to get involved with. Well, go and find it. There's a new system they've just put in there at the search bar at the top of LinkedIn. It's got content. When you search, you can type for people, pages, companies, and there's also a part called content. Now, that's keywords. So you're going to look for a keyword on there. If you're in logistics, like myself, you type in logistics, and you can see content of people who have been writing about logistics for past 24 hours, 40 hours, 7 days, 14 days, that sort of stuff. And you can see the people are on there. Comment on it. Put your opinions forward. Don't just be a hater and start giving it all and troll people. You're going to get people that are going to troll. Don't troll. Put your opinions forward. If there's something you agree with, say, great, I agree with this, but what about this, this, that, X, Y, Z? Put some feedback in there. Engage with people and engage with your audience. Engage with your community. That's the only way you're going to really get noticed. You'll start to find that people will start coming to you and start connecting with you. And then, again, connect with them, send messages back to them, and go forward. You know, but the main thing is connect with your audience. And also, your content that you're putting out has to be quality content, guys. Has to be. Don't just put something out for the sake of putting out. Test it. Test and see what you've got. A subject people could like, and a subject people might not like. Only way to know that is by testing it. You guys are professionals in your industry. You guys know what people are talking about. Use that, but put it out properly. Put out good content and stuff. Do not put external links on LinkedIn. Don't put that, because LinkedIn do not like you putting external links on there. Why is that? They want you to stay on LinkedIn, on their platform. They don't want you to go to a different website and read an article on a different website. So they will not put very much effort into distributing your link, because they don't want it. They'll put in a few hundred, you know, instead of having thousands and thousands of people that it should be, just by writing a story. Or in the future, you'll be making videos. LinkedIn are making massive strides toward video at the minute. They're a bit behind the times with, obviously, Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram, and all the Twitters and all that. They're putting a lot of effort into videos now. So videos is a great way to engage with people. Engage with people and strike up the conversation. I cannot highlight this enough. Great content, you're going to get stuff back. And that's how you're starting to get an influence. Now, this isn't going to happen overnight. You're not going to sit there and put out one article or one story or one update, and next thing you know, you've got 1,000 people connecting with you. Oh, come and join us here, come and do this, and get tagged into loads of things. It's not going to happen like that. This is going to take time. It's going to take time, but it's consistency you need to really take advantage of, is being consistent. Don't spam people. Don't sell things to people straight away. Engage with the conversation, and if they're interested in what you've got to say and what you've got to offer, they will contact you. They might need a little nudge, but that's to your discretion. Get involved with it. Always keep up your first connections. Always get involved with your first connections, whenever possible. Send them a little message. How's things going? Have you seen XYZ? Do that sort of thing. You could see a little sales bit in there. Remember, they're going to see all your content on there, and they're going to start to develop a relationship with you. They're going to start to develop the trust. That's what you're looking for. And then from there, that's when you can really put in your sales pitches and all that sort of stuff and say, this is what I do. What do you do? Let's touch bases. Let's sell some stuff. Way, money. Fantastic. That's what you want. But it's not going to happen overnight, guys. If you're just starting out on LinkedIn tomorrow and you're actually putting up a profile tomorrow, I wouldn't think anything for about 6 months until you get a really decent feedback, at the least. Going to have to put some time and effort into it. But you take your time and effort and engage with people. Put good content out there and actually put an effort into it, you will see some good results. Guarantee you'll see some good results. but don't expect it overnight. Let's put it that way. Now, guys, that's a little brief history. I've gone on for about half an hour now. Don't want to keep you too long, but that's the ins and outs of how to get a good connection based on LinkedIn. You know, I tell this to my candidates who come on board with me. I say, is your LinkedIn good? How do I get this? I tell them exactly the same thing. I push this out. It's part of a process that we do. And also I try and teach this to my clients as well. I say to them, this is how you need to get your LinkedIn sorted out. Now, I don't want you guys going out there and spending hundreds and hundreds of pounds on these LinkedIn courses from these gurus or social media gurus. They're not really gurus, guys. They've just probably read a Facebook page and then or an article on somewhere and decided to incorporate themselves. If you need any assistance in LinkedIn or you want any help with me, get in contact. More than happy to go through it. I'm not going to charge you anything. Why should I? I'm always here to give back. I've learnt it and I've spent the money, so you guys don't have to. Get in contact with me. I've got my email address connected to the podcast. I've got my website on there if you want to have a look. Get involved. And if you need any help, give me a shout. Now, guys, thank you so much for joining me on this. It's been a great pleasure to have you on board. Hopefully you've learned something. If you haven't learned anything and you think this guy's just rabbling crap, okay, I'll take that on board. Comment on it. Comment underneath. Engage with me. Engage on LinkedIn. Have a chat with me. Let's get the conversation. Get that relationship going. See, I'm already encouraging you to get involved. Guys, thanks so much for your time. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Going In Raw podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And for more great content and to stay up to date, visit walker-recruitment.co.uk on Facebook at Walker Recruitment and Twitter at Walker_REC. We'll catch you next time.